7 o'clock on a Monday morning, 500 years after the end of the world, and goblins had been at the cellar again. Mrs. Scattergood, the landlady at the Seven Sleepers Inn, swore it was rats, but Maddie Smith knew better. Only goblins could have burrowed into the brick-lined floor, and besides, as far as she knew, rats didn't drink ale. But she also knew that in the village of Morbury, as in the whole of the Strond Valley, certain things were never discussed, and that included anything curious, uncanny, or unnatural in any way. To be imaginative was considered almost as bad as giving oneself airs, and even dreams were hated and feared, for it was through dreams, or so the good book said, that the seer folk had crossed over from chaos, and it was in dream that the power of the fairy remained, awaiting its chance to re-enter the world. And so the folk of Morbury made every effort never to dream. They slept on boards instead of mattresses, avoided heavy evening meals, and as for telling bedtime tales, well... The children of Morbury were far more likely to hear about the martyrdom of St. Sepulchre or the latest cleansings from World's End than tales of magic or of world below. Which is not to say that magic didn't happen. In fact, over the past 14 years, the village of Morbury had witnessed more magic in one way or another than any place in the Middle Worlds. That was Maddie's fault, of course. Maddie Smith was a dreamer, a teller of tales and worse, and as such, she was used to being blamed for anything irregular that happened in the village. If a bottle of beer fell off a shelf, if the cat got into the creamery, if Adam Scattergood threw a stone at a stray dog and hit a window instead, 10 to 1, Maddie would get the blame. And if she protested, folk would say that she'd always had a troublesome nature, that their ill luck had begun the day she was born, and that no good would ever come of a child with a ruin mark, that rusty sign on the Smith girl's hand, that some oldsters called the witch's ruin, and that no amount of scrubbing would remove. It was either that, or blame the goblins, otherwise known as good folk or fairy, who this summer had upped their antics from raiding cellars and stealing sheep, or occasionally painting them blue, to playing the dirtiest kind of practical jokes, like leaving horse dung on the church steps, or putting soda in the communion wine to make it fizz, or turning the vinegar to piss in all the jars of pickled onions in Joe Grocer's store. And since hardly anyone dared to mention them, or even acknowledge that they existed at all, Maddie was left to deal with the vermin from under the hill alone, and in her own way. No one asked her how she did it. No one watched the Smith girl at work. And no one ever called her witch, except for Adam Scattergood, her employer's son, a fine boy in many ways, but prone to foul language when the mood took him. Besides, they said, why speak the words? That ruin mark surely spoke for itself.